And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pro. And we have Jean Allier with us here. And how you doing there, guy?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing super. Great. Christian Practices. And, of course, we get to meet with you every month. And
yes,
it's always good to catch up with you here. You're no stranger to the community, but you've settled down in the community.
I have. I enjoy Bartlesville. I love it. People are good here. The culture here. Bartlesville's just awesome.
I think so, too. I think this is a part of our past that kind of stayed with us here, where friends help out friends and family help out family, and you really don't have too many strangers.
That's
because
right.
Even the folks you don't know are willing to pitch in and help. And this is where your line of work comes in, too, because you have a counseling service for those who need a little help. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, Christian Practices is a year old this week, actually.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. We are very excited about that. We are primarily a Christian counseling organization,
mm-hmm.
my wife and I. She does the billing and I do the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Karen for all of her hard work. We specialize in looking at life through a biblical kind of lens and applying biblical wisdom to solutions that we, or problems, and making solutions that we need in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're not limited to Christian counseling. We'll work with anyone that would like to work with us.
Great.
So
that's great, but you're still very based in that, and
mm-hmm.
And very, very, how should I say, the practices kind of transcend everything, don't they?
Yes, exactly.
By design.
By design, right.
Now, some of the things that people may not realize when it comes to counseling mm-hmm. services is that you don't have to be desperate to reach out to try to get some help. Chances are the best thing to do, if you're starting to feel a little bit different, is to reach out then before
sure.
things get snowballing, right?
That's true. People associate, oh, you've got to go to counseling when you're very disturbed, significantly depressed, or anxious. And while that's true, you should be involved at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good for just life coaching, for improving situations or things that you'd like a little help on, or just getting a different set of eyes on a situation. So it's not limited to people who are really struggling in a severe way. It's for anyone who would like to improve their lives.
And that's really what it's all about. Where can we find you? I mean, where are you on the map, as they
sure.
say?
Sure. 2431 Nawata Place, suite number 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we're off of Silver Lake Drive mm-hmm. and Nawata Place.
That's a really nice area there, nice little wooded area. It's kind of like a neighborhood unto itself.
It is. In fact, sometimes I'll go take a walk in the neighborhood just to relax and clear my head, you know. It's a nice place, lovely offices in there, really accessible, very comfortable.
Where can we find you on the web, Sean?
ChristianPracticesLLC.com.
Mm-hmm. 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 Now, you've been in the area for quite a while. We've covered this on some of our other programs.
Right.
But the Tulsa area, Bartlesville area, mm-hmm. you've been around, and you're very familiar not only with the lay of the land, as they say, but the attitudes of the community.
That's true. Yes, I've been throughout the whole northeast region of the state for the last 10 years or
mm-hmm.
so, enjoying that, but Bartlesville primarily and Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
People are good. People basically are good. We're just struggling in hard times now with COVID and stresses of elections coming up and all of these kind of things that impact our lives. But people are primarily good. They're just struggling to find a way to improve their lives and to feel some security.
You brought up elections, and I just remember that when I was younger, even in my 30s and 40s, I don't remember people getting so upset
mm-hmm.
in one way or another, or being overly anxious or overly worried.
Right.
But the last four or five elections,
mm-hmm.
it just seems like, and I don't know what the causes of it are. I don't know if it's too much media, not enough media. But one way or another, it affects the way people feel and the way they think, and sometimes how they even conduct themselves.
Yes, that's true. I'm sure there are many reasons for why it seems to have increased stress-wise in the last few elections, but I think right now is the time to come together rather than to be divided, mm-hmm. regardless of political party. Mm-hmm. We look for the welfare and benefit of others as well as ourselves. That's the healthiest approach I think we can take.
Yeah, you can work through disagreements.
Absolutely. Well, if you can't do that, you can't be married. If you can't do that, you can't work somewhere. So, you know, that's true.
Speaking of marriage, COVID has been kind of it's not been a friend to families.
Right.
I mean, we love each other, but is there such a thing as too much of each other?
I think for some people that's probably true. Mm-hmm. Others seem to do fine with it. But I think there's been a spike in divorces mm-hmm. actually, or people filing for that, which is unfortunate because a circumstance or a situation is just that. And then it's how you respond to it that turns it into a positive or a negative. And that's the key, is finding out how to respond to things in a healthy way. So I think families could benefit the time together, but everyone does need some time alone, you know?
And this is one of the things that you do here with Christian Practices Counseling, LLC, is that not only individuals, but you talk to families, don't you?
Oh, of course, yeah. I have numerous chairs and a nice, comfortable couch for people. So, sure, there's a need for that, to talk with families and just to reflect mm-hmm. back and forth on what people's perceptions are, and they can share and increase their intimacy like that.
Well, that's good. That is really good. Isolation is another thing that I hear about. I've not witnessed too much of that, mm-hmm. but I am hearing that there are people who feel just so isolated, not only because of the pandemic, but just a lot of other factors just kind of piling up.
Right. Isolation is a tough one. Increases depression, anxiety, numerous issues. So it's good to be social, but you have to be careful. Social distancing now, mm-hmm. wearing the mask if that's required or if that's what you prefer, mm-hmm. That needs to occur. But we all need human contact. Or if you don't have a lot of human contact, a pet is a great thing to have in your home.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, so all of that's important as we try to stay socially connected somehow and decrease that isolation.
Indeed, we're talking with Sean here, and he is with a Christian Practices Counseling, LLC, right here in Bartlesville. Happy one-year anniversary, as they say.
Thank you, Tom.
What is your phone number and website again for the folks just tuning in?
Sure. So the phone number is 918-892-5309, mm-hmm. and the website is ChristianPracticesLLC.com.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about folks who just might need a conversation or so, mm-hmm. It's always been, with people I know and even with myself, it's better to have that conversation early.
Sure.
As opposed to just letting things work on you, because by golly, you can get weighed down with a lot of unnecessary, as I call it, junk.
Right. I think you're right. Early intervention is good. If there's mm-hmm. something that concerns a person, mm-hmm. make an appointment, come in, let's talk about it. The sooner we intervene, the sooner we get out of the issue or learn to adapt to it. The longer it goes, as you're saying, the harder it is to dig out. Mm-hmm. So it's good to, it's like with a medical issue, a physical issue, intervening early is usually better than waiting until later.
Don't let it poison you.
Right.
Now, Sean, your practice is for individuals, for families, mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe, let's say, couples that are in relationships mm-hmm. In a variety of different circumstances, because people are people, and sometimes they just need a roadmap or someone to listen.
Well, that's true, and that's what I enjoy about my work, is that I get to know people, I get to know their stories, mm-hmm. and offer maybe a little different perspective on things, or if their perspective seems clear and healthy, just to support them and confirm that. Mm-hmm. That seems to be really important for a lot of people. Am I seeing this in a healthy way? And if you come alongside and they are, then that kind of validation is really good for them.
It's a confidence builder.
It is.
Yeah. With the young people these days, we have a lot of computer screens.
Right.
And now I'm a fella who didn't touch a computer till he was in his mid to late 30s, because mm-hmm. they just weren't very much around, except
That's
for
true.
Big, large rooms.
That's
and
true.
Now everything that we do is based on a computer.
Right.
And the things that used to be on a great big computer are also right now on our cell phones. Are we seeing people being somewhat isolated or without even knowing it?
Right.
Because they are kind, I hate to say the word addicted, but they're attached.
There's something to that.
There's something to it. Overly attached to screen time.
Yes. Well, you know, there are studies about dopamine hits or dopamine release in the brain when they're on the computer screen or on a phone screen and they're looking at someone liked something that they posted or someone says something about them. It increases the dopamine or the feel-good emotions. So I think there is something to that. If you've gone to a restaurant and you've seen, say, a family of four sitting there and everyone is on their phone rather than interacting, that yes, me too. So that's kind of where maybe it's a no-phone zone for your house, you know, as you're eating dinner or something. And in one study, they showed that people that sat at a table really seem to fare better as a family overall, as they have a meal together at a table rather than in front of a TV or on their screen. So it's a good exercise to implement as kind of a safety precaution.
I'm glad that you brought that up. Our family does that for our evening meal. And everyone is actually in the home together. And I know more about what's going on in my 13-year-old's life than I ever thought I was ever going to do because... just because of this setup where we enjoy a meal together, she feels more at ease to open up and just talk about anything.
Sure.
And it's a wonderful thing. Right. But not everybody has that.
True.
And that's sometimes where your practice comes in.
Right. So we can help to strengthen that kind of behavior, help them to develop new habits, look at things a little differently, maybe in a way that's more beneficial to them. And that's what we're about. We just help them examine their life. Take a look at, well, is the phone screen bothering you? You know, is that causing difficulty? Or there may be other issues that are going on. So we can offer some positive influence into their lives, either by validating what they're doing or encouraging some change, but always supportive, always encouraging, never a harsh, direct confrontation that is painful, unless there's something that's so needed that we say, well, you really need to stop this, or you're going to end up, you know, hurting yourself or others, then we need to intervene. But until something like that occurs, no, it's all just encouragement and support. And even if that does occur, it's done in an encouraging, supportive, and loving way, respectful way.
They're very good. After all, it is Christian Practices Counseling. And Sean, again, people, I think they've been waiting for something like this. I also notice now that as time goes by, people are losing that stigma.
Yes.
When they were having trouble perhaps getting through the day or having what they call some dark moments or just moments where they weren't feeling quite themselves, folks are realizing that the brain is just like any other part of the body.
It is.
And sometimes you just need to work it out.
That's right. Yeah. Thoughts can affect the feelings that are going on, can affect brain chemistry as well. So sometimes medication is helpful. It's not always needed, but sometimes, and we can refer to psychiatrists or PCPs for that. So there should be no stigma in a person's life for seeking help. And if there is, then that's something that in society we need to correct.
Indeed we do. And again, if people are just tuning in, where can we find you on the web and also your telephone
number? Sure. So ChristianPracticesLLC.com is our web address. And the phone number is 918-892-5309.
Sean, I got to tell you, you have such a great demeanor, and it's always great to have you in studio here. And we love having you here at this time of the month here to visit with us. And maybe... if you're out there thinking that you need a little bit of hope, a little bit of ray of sunshine, just a little bit of a door open instead of door shutting on you or the feeling thereof, maybe you should open the door to Sean's practice there at Christian Practices Counseling, LLC. And again, you're located right there in a beautiful neck of the woods, and I do mean woods.
Oh, well, we literally are, yes, 2431 Nowata Place.
Indeed. I want to thank you again for being here with us. And folks, if you missed this, don't worry. We'll put this is on our Facebook Live, and we'll share it with you. And that can go on your website
Sure.
as well.
We'd love to be honored to have that there. Thank you, Tom, for the time. I really appreciate you and everything that the station does for us here.
Oh, it's our pleasure indeed. All righty. Take care, my friend. And we'll have more coming up in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.